USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As your 401k plan continues to grow, the Trump administration's trade deals combined with provisions in the National Defense Authorization Act will make 2020 a boom year. That's at least according to White House trade advisor Peter Navarro.
It's going to be a boom year in 2020 for the American economy. I'm looking at growth closer to 3% to 2%. I'm looking at the Dow well over 30,000. I predicted that several months ago that if we got USMCA and interest rates down, that we'd get over 30,000. It's going to be a great year for America.
President Trump is wishing troops serving overseas a Merry Christmas. The president held a video conference with members of the military from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. He told them that they make everything possible with their sacrifices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An editor at an evangelical Christian newspaper has quit his job rather than align himself with the publication's pro-President Trump stance. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Journalist Nat Nasworth, who has worked for the Christian Post website since 2011 and has sat on the website's editorial board as its politics editor, tweets, quote, "Rather abruptly, I was forced to make the difficult choice to leave the Christian Post. They decided to post an editorial that positions them on Team Trump." He goes on to say, "I cannot be an editor for a publication with that editorial voice." A top editor at another evangelical newspaper, Christianity Today, slammed President Trump last week, calling him immoral and calling for his removal from office.
Leaders from China, Japan, and South Korea are discussing threats from North Korea. Officials met in China after North Korea promised a Christmas gift if the United States sanctions were not lifted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FTC is urging parents to find out whether any internet-connected smart toys will collect any private personal information from their child. Even though many of us look at toys as harmless, not everyone on the internet has good intentions. Nick Thompson is an editor with Wired.com, and he joins CBS This Morning and has some things you need to look for.
One risk is that if you have, say, a teddy bear that you talk to, those voice files will be stored in the cloud. If they're not stored securely, you could be exposing your kid's private information. Mm-hmm. If you have, say, a drone that has a camera in it, then it's video files of your children that could be exposed or could be vulnerable to a hacker. So there are trade-offs. These toys can be awesome, and there can be security risks.
And as far as what a parent needs to remember when giving a tech gift?
Well, you have to consider whether it's a reputable company with real encryption, real privacy policies.
Yeah.
You have to consider the worst case scenario and how you think about it, right? If you're the kind of parent who posts lots of pictures on your kid on Instagram, like maybe you don't worry so much. But if you're the kind of parent who really doesn't want your kid's information out there at all, maybe don't buy them something with a microphone or a camera.
Listen up if you're planning to travel in January. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has why you might want to hold off on booking that trip.
Cheap flights coming in January and February if you're looking to take a trip. Once the new year 2020 arrives, FareCompare.com says some of the cheapest flights offered up in the first 2 months of the year.
Thank you, Robin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.